Jesus wills. We surrender everything, Jesus.
Come on, let's call his name.
Jesus, Savior, my life belongs to you.
What a privilege, God, to be identified with Jesus. What a privilege, Lord. We belong to you forever. We belong to you forever. Come on, say Jesus. Said in this room, I'm yours.
Ask of me, I surrender.
God, whatever you ask of me. As you position us for a great move, whatever you ask of me.
Won't be there to enjoy the view. No, no. Again, I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor, say, you have been touched. Put your hand on them, say, you have been touched. Changed, healed. Say this, totally free from sin. Say that again, totally free from. I have been touched, changed, healed.
Every shackle,
said it broke every chain.
Broke.
Now I can live.
It's 7:19 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is a Sunday, September the 10th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. On this last set, we heard Onaje Jefferson, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Oh How I Love the Name, Israel A New Breed, along with T-Bone with Te Amo, Whitney Houston, the late Whitney Houston, and C.C. Wines with Count On Me. William McDowell teamed up with Jonathan Stockstill and Brian Courtney Wilson with I'm Yours. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, the McClurkin Project with As Long As There's You. And we conclude the set with Bishop William Murphy. Where did I get William Moore from? Bishop William Murphy III with Your Love. Okay, we're going to have to erase that on the sheet here somewhere. Anyway, we are getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, still not too late to get it into us. The number to call is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we received before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Let's begin as we enter into the When You Pray segment with Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister. And come on, let's pray here on Sounds of Praise.
when all seems hopeless, one thing remains. Our God is faithful, and His word is true. He set call on His name, and He will answer you.
Timony Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Pray. Okay, and that's what we're going to do. We have a number of prayer requests and a praise report. We're praying for the victims of the fires out west. We've been focused on the hurricane victims, and we're going to pray for them as well. Those in Texas who were affected by Hurricane Harvey, and also Louisiana, and also the victims in Florida and all the various islands in the Caribbean who have been devastated by Hurricane Irma. We're going to pray for them as well. And we're praying for DP. DP has applied for a new job, and we're praying that God can minister on her behalf. DP, who has applied for a new job. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle of Medford has cataract in her eye, and I believe they're planning to remove that or do some type of eye surgery, but we're praying God's going to minister on her behalf as well. She's been having problems with her knees recently, and they're talking about water therapy for that, and also that might help in her loss of weight. And she's praising God because she has dramatically stopped the amount of smoking that she's been doing. And we're praying that God's going to continue to deliver her so she will be totally smoke-free. Praise God. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We're so thankful, Lord. There's situations all around us. We don't want to forget the victims in Mexico of the major earthquake that has taken place there as well. And those who have been victims of the fires out west, and also the victims of Hurricane Harvey and Irma, the islands that have been affected. Father, you know who they are. You know where they are. You know what their circumstances are. We pray, oh God, you would minister powerfully in their behalf. May these situations be a testimony of the reality of our need to surrender ourselves to you, recognizing, oh Lord, it could happen any place in the country, any place in the world. And so, therefore, our only place of safety is in your loving arms. So we pray, oh God, that as you minister in these various circumstances, we'll recognize our need to surrender ourselves to you, yield ourselves to you, and to your control. May they be a testimony along with the presence of your word and your people in the world who are sharing the truth of Jesus Christ. May many be born into the kingdom through these various circumstances, and may we who know you uplift you with our words and with our testimony and with our deeds, so that your name might receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, and many might look to you in these last and evil days and surrender themselves to you and to your control, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name and for his praise and for his glory. Amen. And for DP, who's applied for a new job, Father, we pray you administer the life of this young lady. Touch her, oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now. And may she also be blessed and strengthened by your Holy Spirit as you work in her behalf, opening doors for this new opportunity. And may she, oh God, be a source of your blessing. Deliver her also from smoking, Father, that her life, oh God, might speak for you, and she might recognize the blessing that comes from being totally yielded and totally surrendered to you, and the things that you can accomplish in the life of those who yield themselves to you and to your control. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, who's facing cataract surgery and is having problems with her knees, Lord, and also needs to lose weight. We pray, oh God, that all the things that the doctors prescribe would work in her behalf. But we're trusting you to work in the areas where you alone can work it, where you can do the mighty work. She's already testified the fact that she has been able to reduce the amount of smoking she's doing. We pray, oh Lord, that you would deliver her completely so she may have a tremendous testimony of the wondrous things she's received from your hand. And many may call you blessed on that final day because of her testimony of her life. And we praise you and thank you for it in advance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. want to inform you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V, as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as I get it, we'll begin praying for you immediately, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. If you wish, you can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are, He knows where you are, and most importantly, He'll supply exactly what you need, exactly when you need it, because He is the prayer-hearing God. 7:39 here on Sounds of Praise. If you're just tuning in, we have been dedicating this program to myself and my wife, as tomorrow we celebrate our 52nd wedding anniversary. And also, this month will be my 25th year as host here on Sounds of Praise, and we're going to give God thanks and praise for that as well. Coming up next, we have the Monologue Mix, and this is The Proof of Your Love here on Sounds of Praise.
Don't have love, I waste my breath with every song I bring. An empty voice, a hollow noise. If I speak with a silver tongue, convince a crowd, but don't have love, I leave a bitter taste with every word I say. So let my life be the proof of your
ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all of His mysteries and making everything as plain as day, and if I have faith to say to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give all I own to the poor, or even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So, no matter what I say, no matter what I believe, no matter what I do, I'm bankrupt without love.
Let my life be the proof.
The proof of your love. Let my love look like you and what
It's 7:43 here on Sounds of Praise, and we're not going to go out of our program without giving you out there an opportunity to receive the love of Jesus Christ. As we testified, as I've testified, and in others through the various songs, the love of God has made a difference in their lives, and God wants His love to make the difference in your love. How can you know that you received the love of God? Or the love of God is available to you is because of the cross of Calvary. Jesus lived that perfect life that we cannot live. He died that sacrificial death that we could not die. And on the third day, because He had done no sin, the Father was able to raise Him from death so that we can not only have forgiveness of sin, but access to His great love. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. If you pray this prayer, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His great salvation gift in your life this very day. And as I said earlier in the program, this is my 25th anniversary as host of Sounds of Praise. And my wife and I are going to be celebrating tomorrow our 52nd wedding anniversary, if the Lord allows. And you can give us no greater gift than to surrender your life to Jesus Christ the Lord. That's what we're here all about for every Sunday. From 5 until 8 a.m. that we can get on the air. We're here to bring the opportunity for those of you out there to receive the love of Jesus Christ the Lord. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the testimonies of others. I've heard of the reality of your love in the life of Elaine and Donnelly Brown, and how you brought them through 52 years of marriage, and how you're still strengthening them to live for you and serve you in spirit and in truth. And I want that love to take place in my life this day. I'm coming to yield myself to you and to your control. I'm surrendering myself so that you might work in my life the thing that you've ordained from the beginning of creation, because you are the omniscient God. And I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Before time passes into eternity, that I might turn my life over to you and to receive your salvation gift, the blessings and the direction that you alone can give. And I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. So you'll know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. And you can receive it by calling me while I'm on the air at 7:46. I'm here at 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. And we'd love to be able to send it out to you, but you just need to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or if you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at DonleyVB@Verizon.net. That's DonleyVB@Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send that material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone.
Surrender. Lift your hand high. Surrender.
And again, that phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. As I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. Not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. 7:50. Let's see if we can get in a few more songs here on Sounds of Tim Bowman Jr. Where are you? This is Your Love here on Sounds of Praise.
I am true to love. Ooh, I'm
Okay, it's 7:57. The mats are in the house, ready and rearing to serve you up another edition of Brutal Brunch. And if you don't leave well fed, it's not their fault. Okay, hope you enjoyed the program today. Next Sunday, we'll be playing, Lord willing, new music and top hits of the year 2017. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and weekend, Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when I do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. On the highway of
happy, make your dreams come true.
There is nothing that I wouldn't do.
See, I've already gone to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love,
to make you feel my love.
Everybody needs love. Everybody.